The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now, you have not asked anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, so that your joy may be complete. I have told you this in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures, but I will tell you clearly about the Father. On that day, you will ask in my name, and I do not tell you that I will ask the Father for you. For the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have come to believe that I am from God. I came from the Father and have come into the world. Now I'm leaving the world and going back to the Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus says, "You will ask in my name, and I do not tell you that I will ask the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you." Again, we've been listening or reading from the Gospel of John, chapters 14, 16, and that's kind of Jesus' long talk to his disciples before his being handed over to the authorities to die. And he's preparing them, obviously, for that, you know, what's going to happen, but also is helping them to understand the new reality that he's creating through his death and resurrection. We are now God's children. God loves us directly if we believe in Jesus. Our relationship now is with the Father. Jesus came to reconcile us to the Father so we can be restored to our identity as God's adopted children. Those two chapters, you know, you hear a lot, "I'm in the Father is in me, I'm in you, you in me." It all brings us or help us to realize that Jesus calls us to the unity. He's inviting us to become part of the Trinity, the community of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's what this is all about, that we now become part of that unity. That one day we're going to be divine like the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit and live with God for all eternity. That's what Jesus is trying to tell us, and that's what his life is all about. And the best way that we can witness to that reality, to this new relationship with God the Father, is really through prayer. When you're praying, you're witnessing that you believe that the Father loves you as his daughter or as his son. You can see people doing good works, maybe feeding the homeless in a soup kitchen, or, you know, building homes for those who need a place to stay. But that doesn't tell you anything about their faith. They could be doing these things because they like to help people. But when you see a person pray, right away you know that that person is of faith, that the person has relationship with God, that the person seeking God's wisdom, God's understanding, God's help. That's the greatest witness to our faith, to our understanding and acceptance of Jesus and this relationship that Jesus gives to us. We talked yesterday that prayer is not about telling God what to do or changing God's mind. Prayer is about us being reminded of who we are, and we have a God who loves us so much that we can live in peace, that no matter what's going on in our lives, we can trust that God will be with us and guide us if we listen to him. Prayer is supposed to change us, not to change God. That's why prayer is important, although it's not about God giving us everything we want. But trusting that God loves us, wants what's best for us, and we have to trust in him.